Tell us about someone you had wanted to be with but never were.
David Bowie.
Okay. There was this baseball player in my college that I was like ridiculously attracted to, and like, but I also used to date his friend, so it was never gonna happen.
The first one that I can think of is in kindergarten when I was living in New York, and he was this French exchange student, and I just thought he was like the coolest cat. I would purposely go out of my way to like swing on the swings next to him or have snack time at his table. It was kindergarten. Like, what was I thinking? But for some reason, it's very vivid in my memory.
Oh boy. There's a couple.
I had a crush on my sister's ex-boyfriend's little brother.
A friend in college.
This boy that I met on my very first day of college. His name was Paul. Very much a Chris Pratt type, now that Chris Pratt is a thing.
My dear friend, Ira. I loved him in high school.
The person that I kind of want to be with now, I'm not with that person, obviously.
Well, he asked me to the fall ball in ninth grade, and I said yes. I was so excited. And then I asked him a couple days later if he wanted to go as more than just friends, and he kind of tiptoed around that. He's gay now.
There was this person who I was attracted to, but a new friend of mine was also attracted to him, and she and him ended up having sex, and it happened to be her very first time ever having sex. I was like, well, I'm certainly not going to pursue this person since this friend is into him so much. And then he ultimately rejected her. It all sounds very overdramatic. I mean, I haven't seen either of them since this all went down, but I'm friends with them on Facebook. And so now I know that this human being is engaged. And it's just so weird because I don't know, there's like a teeny tiny little part of me that's like, what if? But now he's getting married, so there's no more what if.
This guy I met last year in Paris, he's an expat from America to Germany, and he lives in Germany now. We spent two great days together, D and I.
Miriam Goldberg. She's smart and funny and intelligent. I was too far up my own convictions to appreciate the time I had with her.
Well, I'm on Twitter, and there's someone who I think is just the most beautiful, amazing poet, writer I've like ever read. She just writes this amazing imagination, these amazing words, and we've kind of developed feelings for each other just from reading each other's words and having very brief conversations.
Well, I had met this girl over the internet in England, and we talked for about 6 months. And then we finally met up for a date, and it was an amazing first date, unfortunately. And then she left for home, which was out in the Middle East, and we pretty much kept talking for about a year and a half until it became unbearable.
I never acted on it. That's sad, but sometimes I think about how that would have affected me, because I never dated anyone in college. And if I had pursued this relationship, you know, would it have led me to where I am now with my current partner, or would it have completely changed the course of my life? So I can't even regret that I didn't pursue it, or he didn't pursue me.
It's such a weird feeling. And I was having a conversation with someone. It doesn't even matter if it's reciprocated love. Like, I actually don't care about that, because this is enough for me, like this feeling.